How's it chirping out there today? You know, this is it's just the most historic week in human history that I can remember. And yesterday, did you get this? You know that guy that's the black coat, tall guy, kind of beefy, has the orange hair, and the orange face, yeah. He's orange from the neck up. Well, you know, he's been kind of a source of controversy. But yesterday, he said that him getting the COVID was a blessing from God. I know. That's right. It's taken him 4 years, but he finally said something that all of us can agree with.
There comes a time when we hear
And don't you forget it. I love that song. It is a choice. Good morning. It's 8 after the hour. It's Pandemic Pirate Radio from Chicago on the Bleat Network, bleat.network. It's Gary Lee Wright, and thanks for hanging out. I would be lonely every morning if you didn't do this with me. Well, I missed a lot of news yesterday, apparently, but I'm catching up with it here. President Trump claiming yesterday that catching the coronavirus was, quote, a blessing from God. Yes, and he portrayed as a miracle cure the unproven therapeutic drug that he was given after testing positive last week for the virus. Let me just decap this for you. I'm sorry, recap it for you. Trump said that he planned to make the antibody cocktail being developed by the drug maker Regeneron, which does not yet have government approval, free to anybody who needs it. Woohoo! I'll buy a round. But hang on. He didn't explain how he was going to do that, although on Wednesday night, Regeneron said it had submitted an application to the FDA for emergency approval. They released a video yesterday, if you saw this one. Trump, this is a New York Times, I'm not saying this. Sue them, don't sue me. Mr. Trump, whose skin appeared darkened by makeup. pardon me. All right, it's Halloween. Come on. Things happen. And who appeared to struggle to get air at times. He did last couple of days. He seemed to be saying that he had discovered, without evidence, a new drug that suddenly made him feel better and could do the same for everyone else with COVID-19. He did. He discovered a new drug. Unfortunately, it's the one that's a steroid. He said, I call that a cure, quote unquote, adding that everybody should have access to the not yet approved drug for free. And then he would make sure. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm like walking by a bar and some guy just stumbled out and said, all right, come on in. I'm buying around. This guy has his hands on the nukes. Hours after the video was released, Regeneron, in which I believe the Trumps have a position, said it was asking the FDA for emergency authorization, make the drug available. That company has received more than $500 million from the feds, that's you and me, more or less, to develop and manufacture. Although Mr. Trump said that hundreds of thousands of patients would soon have access to the cocktail, Regeneron said in a statement, they can't even get the basics to agree. Said in a statement that it would initially have only enough doses for 50,000 people. I said, get in line. It hopes to have enough for 300,000 people by the end of the year, and the medication is expected to be provided to Americans for free. Okay. All right, now. A little high-fiving in the background there. That's Dr. George Yancopoulos. Now, Dr. George Yancopoulos, he is Regeneron's president and chief scientific officer. After you read this quote, you're going to wonder if they should lop that one off. He said it was possible Mr. Trump responded to the treatment and that the level of virus had declined. In other words, the guy was on for 2 days, and he said, I'm cured! Put your hands on the radio! It doesn't actually work that way in real life. But neither Dr. Yancopoulos nor Mr. Trump can definitively say whether the drug worked, because anytime you do this, you're going to have a large clinical trial. Hey, let's bring in a real doctor here, Dr. Peter Chin Hong, who's an infectious disease specialist at UCSF Health in San Francisco, said in his opinion, there was, quote, 1,000,000% no chance that the Regeneron treatment could have cured Mr. Trump in 24 hours, as the president claimed. Another explanation, he said, is that the president is experiencing the effects of the steroid dexamethasone. I'll have another, which he's been on since Saturday. I'm sorry. That's known to reduce fever and can create feelings of well-being and euphoria in patients. Oh, you think? I'm feeling so good. This is all in keeping with the dexamethasone speaking, said Dr. Chin Hong. There you go. The president's been desperate to announce some kind of definitive treatment or vaccine ahead of the election on November 3rd. There was a debate yesterday. Did you hear about that debate? I missed it. I'm not on dexamethasone. I'm not on it. I have to actually sleep. So I got some rest last night. But you know what I heard? That the star of the debate was not Vice President Pence, not future Vice President Harris. No. It was a what? Wait a minute. How'd that get in here? Ow! Give me a swatter. Let's go. Let's do it. Here we go. I got one of those things next door to me that zaps them. I don't think they had one yesterday, though, in the debate. That's what I hear. 16 after the hour. Welcome to the Pandemic Pirate Radio Show for Thursday. From bleat.network, and we now, through the miracle, there's so many miracles today, through the miracle of modern technology, we have Aaron, the news baron, who actually did watch the debate. Yes, last night? You were there?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. Did you get any sleep after that, or were you so excited that you just couldn't couldn't drift off there?
Well, I got a decent amount of sleep, but yeah. I got to say, I felt well rested after watching that debate.
Did you?
I did.
All right, let's jump in anywhere here. I got a clip here. I think this is Pence starting to pontificate on the Supreme Court, and I think Kamala shuts him down. You remember that part?
Yes.
All right, let's run that one here. Here we go.
There have been 29 vacancies on the Supreme Court during presidential election years, from George Washington to Barack Obama. Presidents have nominated in all 29 cases. But your party is actually openly advocating adding seats to the Supreme Court, which has had 9 seats for 150 years, if you don't get your way. This is a classic case of, if you can't win by the rules, you're going to change the rules. Now, you've refused to answer the question. Joe Biden has refused to answer the question. So I think the American people would really like to know, if Judge Amy Coney Barrett is confirmed to the Supreme Court of the United States, are you and Joe Biden, if somehow you win this election, going to pack the Supreme Court to get your way?
I'm so glad we went through a little history lesson. Let's do that a little more. In 1864...
Well, I'd like you to answer the question.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. In 1864, one of the, I think, political heroes, certainly of the president, I assume of you also, Mr. Vice President, is Abraham Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Abraham Lincoln was up for re-election, and it was 27 days before the election, and a seat became open on the United States Supreme Court. Abraham Lincoln's party was in charge not only of the White House, but the Senate. But Honest Abe said, it's not the right thing to do. The American people deserve to make the decision about who will be the next president of the United States, and then that person can select who will serve for a lifetime on the highest court of our land. And so Joe and I are very clear. The American people are voting right now, and it should be their decision about who will serve on this most important body for a lifetime.
Sounds like Kamala wins that round. You agree?
She won that debate.
Did she? Period. Tell me more.
Well, I think that scene kind of emphasized so much about that debate. One, this administration and Pence backtracking on precedent that their party has set in the past.
Yeah, I know. I caught
Merrick
that.
Garland and whatnot.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and then it's just so, it's everything. It was that. It was also him continually interrupting both Kamala and the debate moderator.
Yeah.
Constantly going over the two-time limit. Constantly going over the two-time limit. And then her just being calm, because there is an, I would say, an unfair expectation. So she has to be calm. She has to not go over her two-minute limit, or it will be, even if they perform the same, it will be a slight different perception if she were to do the same.
That's right.
So it was just a, her, and even beyond what they were saying necessarily, her facial expressions, her mannerisms, the way that she would, he would lie, she would shift in her seat. She was just like, whatever you were thinking in your head, she was on full display. It was a performance. It was everything.
That sounds good. You know, I read somewhere that said that every time that Pence was asked a question, first thing he did was change the subject. Is that about right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was. He just like pivot over to Kamala. Like, so what do you think about this? Like,
yeah.
You're not the one asking the questions. The moderator is.
Yeah. What about the fly? Was the fly a big? Was the fly a star? Could everybody see the fly?
I think the fly was really, really, really. So here's the thing. First, the fly was hilarious.
Yeah.
The fact that I have a big afro, and when I can feel a fly land on my throat.
Yeah.
The fact that he couldn't feel that fly is kind of ridiculous. But when the fly landed, when he was specifically answering the question on racial injustice, that gave her the full spotlight, because he heard what she was saying, and he was looking at the fly on Pence's head as he was speaking. So it was just like a double whammy right there.
I should have seen that. I'm sure I could pull that up. That sounds pretty good. Hey, the other thing about the thing last night is it's headlined Pence's left eye. Mm. Pence's left eye became a focus of fevered speculation after people noticed it shown signs of redness. You know what pink eye is, Aaron? Have you ever had it?
I have not. I do know what it is, though. And apparently, it is also like a precursor for a pre-symptom of having COVID.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Listen, I'm not sure what I have a foggy memory. I'm almost sure one of my kids had it. Conjunctivitis, it's known as pink eye. And it is communicable. And anyway, I think, I don't know, I guess I'm moving around a little bit. There's a movie that I'm sure you know, the Godfather series, and Mo Green is shot in one of the eyes during this scene. And there was a great band that came out after that called Mo Green's Other Eye. And I'm going with the Pence, but I did see a picture. He looks like he's got something going on there. So. Yeah, I have to wonder, Aaron. You walk off a stage after a performance or a speech, and you feel this way. You're inside somebody's head. Kamala feeling pretty good. Pence thinking not so much.
I think so, because, I think honestly, it was pretty even keel. He did not do a terrible job. She didn't do a terrible job. she was prepared. She was very prepared.
Right.
Especially knowing what was coming her way. Pence, not as much so. But on any average day, any average debate, it was pretty average, even keeled. But the fact that when you watch it, her mannerisms and her facial expressions to reacting to what he was saying, it was so mamala. It was so like an aunt, like your auntie, just like not taking the BS.
Yeah,
and I
yeah,
love
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
everything
yeah,
about
yeah. Let's segue into other good news. It looks like Biden and Harris are pulling away from the pack in all these polls. What about that?
It's looking like it. So it's actually widened in Florida and Pennsylvania, which are, in my opinion, the two biggest states. Biden needs Pennsylvania to win.
Right.
Trump needs Florida to win. So if Biden wins Florida, it is over. Period. So it's looking better. Whereas in 2016, to draw like a parallel, when we thought that Hillary was doing well, she never got above 50% in her popularity rating, and closer to the election started to tighten up. This is doing the exact opposite.
Well, that's interesting. Let's hit those two states because they're different. I don't know anything about Florida at all, though I lived there for 5 minutes. Pennsylvania is kind of a miniature United States, where it's big. Eastern Pennsylvania, Philadelphia is in the east. Pittsburgh is bordering the Midwest. You have rural areas. You have big conglomerates of Democrats and big conglomerates of Republicans. So to some extent, as Pennsylvania goes, the country, you know, that would be indicative. And Trump didn't slaughter Hillary in Pennsylvania, did he? I don't remember how close that was, but it wasn't a walkaway, I don't think.
It was not, and that was. It was not. So there's this one county, I think it's, correct me if I'm wrong, I might not even say it, Pensacola County, I want to say.
Yeah.
But one county that has 60% of the vote in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And when you win that county, you win the state. So he won that county.
Okay.
It's like a suburban county.
Yeah, I'll double check that, but I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so now Biden's ahead there by a decent margin. So if he wins that county, then he wins the state. So if we could just focus on that one county, he's doing way better than Trump did in 2016. Unfortunately, in 2016, you're right, he didn't win by a big swath, but he won where it mattered. So I hope that, and so that one county in Pennsylvania is one thing, but Michigan, he's pretty far ahead, but Trump could come back in some key counties that matter.
And in Wisconsin, another toss-up state. Wisconsin is high on the COVID right now, next door to us here in Illinois. I don't think that's helping. I got to say, these areas that have gotten, I'm looking at the map here, South Dakota, now a hotbed, Utah, Missouri, North Dakota, Idaho, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Montana, these are, even Iowa is just leveling off a little bit, Wyoming way up. These are all areas that, you know, were kind of red, right? And now they're red with, no pun intended, they're red with people, itching their eyes. So I think as the reality of this COVID has happened, that has not helped polling for Trump and Pence. Comment?
Very true. And honestly, a lot of people who fall within that range there, the red range, they don't really see, they don't think that COVID is as big of an impact as a lot of Democrats do, with independents leaning left. So hopefully, well, I don't want to say hopefully. Hopefully they see the importance of it when it starts to hit at home,
yeah,
in their communities.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We will see here. What's your take? Early voting has now begun. People voted. I voted. We've had people voting. Based on what I've read, it's pretty remarkable. We're having a lot of people go out. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah, Kamala said, I don't know if this is right or not, I would assume so. She said about 4 million people have voted so far in this election cycle.
Yeah, that sounds right.
And actually, in Pennsylvania, the amount of people that voted early surpassed the number of people that, well, how do you say that? So, the amount of early votes on the Democratic side surpassed the margin or the margin that Trump won by
wow.
in 2016.
Wow. Okay. You know, I don't listen. I don't want to high five you here on the radio, but I'm feeling pretty good about this. I'm trying to wonder what could happen, but well. There's some, I don't know, there's some insect joke. I don't know. We have bigger flies than they do. I don't know. No, I agree. Anything.
And slowly turns into the fly man.
I know. I think, though, listen, I've never hooted and hollered over a political election like this before, but man, we didn't make this up. You know, we try to be serious. We try to be reflective, but you've got this crazy man with he's been cured, you know. It's really, it's like throw away the crutches. I can walk. This guy, it's, you know, that actually is almost, as I hear myself trying to do a non-Imus here, there is almost that evangelical thing that he's trying to do, saying I'm the miracle.
What do you think about that?
I think that's exactly what it is. I think that he wants to be seen as, I mean, you look at, and I have here, we're going to get to this at some point, maybe today or tomorrow, how to tell you're dealing with a malignant narcissist. And we looked up, most people that I've talked to that are in the business think that that's his thing. But anyway, I mean, from the beginning, that the famous quote, only I can do this, right? I mean, the sense, I think that he's positioned himself as the, like a superhero that people and say, oh, you know, it in the face of any tragedy, that he's the guy. And yeah, and I think he wants this. I don't know. I mean, listen, I really did burst into laughter. I think there are people that said, wow, this guy is just invulnerable. He is Jesus Christ incarnate. Look, he's coming back, and he didn't even leave yet. No, it's...
How impactful do you think that group of people is?
How passionate?
How big? How impactful, how big do you think that group of that voter base is?
I don't know, man. I wish I could read the minds of the evangelicals. And
right.
I don't. Listen, I grew up not so far from where we are. I grew up in an area that has a lot of those, I don't know what we call the Christian right. And I never figured out why these God-fearing, moral, you know, Puritans put up with this philanderer all these years, you know, where he's continually, he's sued by this woman and that woman, he did this, and that. All that seems to roll off their, you know, their backs. And yet, when it comes time for him to look as a, you know, like, look God-like,
mm-hmm.
there he is. So, I don't know. What do you think?
That has been my burning question since 2016. I mean, paid off, as you said, paid off by many women. He personally had his personal lawyer pay off a porn star right before the election so she wouldn't speak out about it.
That's
and
right.
then they're just like, oh, well, you know, everyone does that. So, like, this false equivalency game that keeps getting played.
Yeah.
I honestly can't for the life of me figure it out.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you know Stormy Daniels? Stormy was, you know where the studio is, Aaron. Stormy Daniels was supposed to perform at the Admiral Theater, which is down the street from the studio here. And I know. People think you're making that up. I am not. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, and it's funny. Listen, I'm going to put a lick in on President Obama. If he had done anything like the Trumpsies, I mean, just he never made a mistake. The family beautiful, the children beautiful, everybody conducted themselves beautifully. Never got anything on him because they didn't do anything. Trump, he keeps doing it, and I don't know. It's worse. They used to say Reagan was the Teflon president. I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. I'd be curious to what the evangelicals were. Or, you know, what they're saying behind our backs. So,
Like, I would hate to just assume that they're very selective with, you know, when they decide to be evangelical. I would hate to assume that the things that they tout aren't really the things that they tout. They're just a cover for a deeper rooted, you know, ideology. But I would hate to assume that for a large swath of this country, but it's looking more and more that way, and it's harder for me to justify it not being that. But yeah. I still always try to assume the best in people. But I just really don't know.
I do too, and we'll see about this. I mean, this all this relates to the Supreme Court and Roe v. Wade. Most people don't want to overturn Roe v. Wade, at least the opinions that I see. So, again, here's a group, a minority group that wants to come in and shove, you know, something down somebody else's throat. So I don't know. I was in such a good mood there for a minute with the fly, you know, it was flying. There he is. Oh, damn it. I know we're going to have more fun with these things. Hey, listen, you like Bruno Mars?
I do.
Bruno's has a birthday today, and you have a good day today, Aaron. See you, man. Bye.
You as well.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light to guide you. Find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like one, two, three. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, yeah. If you're tossing and you're turning and you just can't fall asleep, I'll sing a song beside you. And if you ever forget how much you really mean to me, every day I will remind you. Oh, find out what we're made of when we are called to help our friends in need. You can count on me like one, two, three. I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can count on. That's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. You'll always have my shoulder when you cry. I'm never. Are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. You can count on me, cause I can count on you.
Bruno Mars has a birthday today. There he is. It's 23 before the hour on a Thursday morning here. Microphone Jones just wandered in. The only problem with the Microphone Jones, we don't have a microphone for Microphone Jones this morning. Gonna hook it up there. We'll figure it out. This is real radio here. You know, Aaron is such a cool guy. I just was reflecting. I met Aaron during this whole COVID pandemic pirate radio thing. Good things come out of bad things. So anyway, nice to know we've got people who actually have a brain between their two ears. So, yeah. We'll try to wrap this week. Tomorrow's Friday. I would have to admit to being just a little burned out with some of the things that are going on. One of the things I want to get to, you know, we talked about the Enneagram yesterday. I really enjoyed that. We're going to hopefully have Emily on more That's one of those areas that, I don't know, people, they call it pseudoscience and paranormal and stuff like that. I have a theory that things that have been around a long time, they're worth scrutiny. Whatever you can think of. People have been following it for thousands of years. Maybe we better check it out. Which brings me to the topic of astrology, which I know a little tiny bit about. And I think we'll do a little thing on the astrology of this election, which is could get really weird here. Maybe I'll run that down. What do you got over there? You got headphones? You got headphones? I know they're not plugged in anything, right? Yeah. Okay, but you're not plugged into the mic. Hang on. Let's see. We're doing this is good. We're doing it's like charades. Over. All right, hang on. I think. Okay. Talk. Say something.
Good morning. Good morning.
I don't, is the button on that mic?
Good morning.
I don't think that's on either. One more time. Wait a minute. Hang on. One more time. Here it is.
Good morning.
Oh yes. Okay. I didn't give you the headphones though.
Sorry.
That's all right. I'll let you know if you say something bad.
This sounds about right.
Yeah, we're gonna bring the birds down. I want you to compete with the birds. They do sound good though.
Yeah.
Those birds. All right, I'll leave the birds on. Thing about the birds, you never have to have them on delay.
Yeah.
You know, they never do. So you just came in from outside. You said it was nice. I got the window open.
It was nice. Nice little breeze coming through. Kind of chilly, but it's nice. The blue skies, sun is out, so I'll take it.
Yeah, you're feeling good today.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, what are you and the chillin' going to do for Halloween? Have been discussed?
Ooh.
We make that noise again.
No, they might still dress up, but we might just take pictures in the house and get them some candy that they can put into bags and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Nothing too major.
Okay, so we got, I'm trying to think, let's see here. Little J is like 2, right?
Yeah.
And then little Z is?
5.
And then big Z is?
11.
Okay, so, I mean, that's kind of a range right then.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. And then their stepfamily, they got some bigger kids and all that stuff. Yeah. All right. I saw they did a thing. I actually love Mayor Lightfoot. She dressed up in a costume with one of the other people down at City Hall there. And they marched through City Hall in these. I should post this fabulous, like a superhero costume.
Really?
So they're, you know, they're trying to do something there.
Yeah, you got
to
keep the spirit, even though we can't do what we usually do. But you still have scary movies. You still have pumpkin spice and apple pies and pumpkin pies and everything like that. Pumpkin carving.
Yeah.
So everything is they're still there, minus the going the door to door.
I was trying to figure out, and I heard in the building here, we're on the north side of Chicago, you know, in a building, and people do come to the door because it's an apartment building. And if I only turn down the, this is a trick, I have to turn down the airplane without turning you down. So just, all right, there they are. He landed, I'm pretty sure.
I'm trying to figure out where was he coming from.
More ways than one. Yeah, we're over. If you just tune in this crazy show, we're actually under the final approach to O'Hare here. So that's why you hear the birds hang out here and just watch the planes land. So, yeah, I know that if I turn the light on, you know, that kids will come and I don't want to endanger them. On the other hand, if I turn the light off, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I read somewhere that there's a guy who had he'd rigged up kind of like a long bazooka.
Yeah.
He was gonna stick his out the door and like you know here you know, here's the Snickers.
Right.
You know, here come the M&Ms.
Right.
You know, and I thought, well, that's not a bad idea. You know,
it's not. But as a parent, you have to think like, is this person being safe? Has this person been practicing social distancing?
Exactly.
Where my kid is getting this candy from?
Exactly.
So, yeah, it's going to suck. That part of Halloween is going to suck, but everything else is still the same.
I think if, you know, if I were a parent right now of, a parent of trick-or-treat age kids. Mm-hmm. Mine are a little old for trick-or-treating, although that does. They're probably out waxing windows right now. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah.
You know, what would I do? I think you're going to hose off the candy if they do that thing, right?
If they go out, me personally, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
If anything, I might go to, like, close family friends.
Okay.
That I know I've been around since the whole quarantine thing. Mm-hmm. Just do, like, a circle around the block real fast.
Yeah, I like that.
But other than that, I would hope the family would, like, water out the candy before they give it to the kids.
Well, I mean, that's, and your point is well taken. We still have scary movies. There's a lot of scary stuff on TV. Most of it's on an MSNBC right now. But, you know, aside from that, I mean, you can go, you put on, there's always plenty of makeup when you tune in to anything now.
Yeah.
But yeah, all that historical stuff. I don't know. I think that we are so desperate for normal right now, normal something, you know, we just want something that's kind of not ridiculous, you know, to wake up to.
We're getting closer.
Yeah.
It's taking time, but we're definitely getting closer.
I got coming up on quarter before the hour here. Microphone Jones wandered in here. He and I are going to move some stuff around so we can actually, after this darn pandemic is done, we can get an entire morning show in the studio. They're all, over there. So over, you're looking at me, hold up. This is an old book. It's a collection. It's old Halloween catalogs. Can you see this?
I see it.
This is what people used to do. Man, we could get everything. We had the skeleton. That always freaked me out, the skeleton. Do you guys have decorations and stuff? What do you decorate?
Yeah, we do. We have a couple. At my mother's house, she has a couple of blow-up things that she put outside the yard. Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, she's an inflatable Halloween. Oh, yeah. Okay. That's all right.
So she has a dragon, a pumpkin, and like a ghost or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I've got a friend up in Skokie who lives next door to, man, they have like, these people have like a theme park, man. Yeah. It's like, oh, the smoke. I mean, they go into it.
Yeah,
and you got to love that, you know.
It's a place on the outskirts of Chicago on the south side.
Right.
And it's right next to a ice cream parlor.
Yeah.
And the whole street, right side and left side, is filled up with Halloween decorations.
I know where that is. I know exactly where that is. What number street is that? We got to deal that out.
It's off of Cermak.
That's right.
Like Des Plaines.
Yeah.
And yeah, they definitely have decorations right, left side of the street.
Yeah.
They do it every year. They've been doing this since I've known about it. It's been about 2005.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do it again this year and people can just do like a drive-by type deal.
Right.
That'd be nice.
And how about the audio? You know, we have these people across the street. They have like sound effects, which is all right, except it's like 9 o'clock in the morning, like, ooh. But they have it going on. I have like a ghost that we're going to hang, you know, what do we call the gangway next to the building there.
Yeah.
I kind of put the ghost up and it's pretty scoot. And I have an orange light.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you put it there. Sounds
good. So.
Yeah.
It's frightening just to contemplate me trying to do that. You know, it's not scary except, you know. No, I think this is, And you're right about, so you carve the jack-o'-lanterns with the kids?
Yeah, I do.
I do.
I'm not much of an artist, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Well, it's a pumpkin. How bad could it be?
Hey,
pumpkin, knife, you're done.
A couple of them. I'm supposed to cut here, but then when I cut there, like, oh. Now the nose and the mouth is connected. So.
I'm looking here. I'm looking at the Halloween catalog. These are all scary things. I got to find, years ago, we had the best thing ever. It was called Scary Sounds. And it was just the hokiest things. You're like, what is this?
Right.
That they thought were like scary Halloween sounds. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try to find that Scary Sounds. And I'm looking, let's see here, what else we got?
Yeah, we have a couple of people at my job
mm-hmm.
where they actually take off the whole month of October.
Is that right?
To get their house together.
Wow.
This one woman, she actually turned her whole, she took all her furniture out of her house and made her house into a haunted house.
Oh, no.
And her neighbors called the police on her.
Oh, no.
Yeah, too much traffic, they said.
Oh, no.
And, yeah. And then another guy was like, man, I got another week left, and then I'm going on vacation. I'm decorating my house. And I said, take a week. He was like, yeah, man, I got to put everything out.
Well, this is, yeah. You know, really, it's the, you talk about resuscitating the economy. It's really about Halloween.
Yeah.
No one cares about the stock market.
No, Halloween. Don't.
No. I got to find some. Here, hang on a second. I was looking for music this morning. Let me see if I can pull this up here. I was going to play a hippie anthem that I don't think anybody has heard in since like 1971. You want to check this one out? Mm-hmm. Here we go. It's Melanie. Melanie? Melanie?
So close.
hippie anthem. That's the one I had enough hair so a fly could land in there and go away for 3 weeks. Melanie. That was, I know, you never heard that. No reason you should. A minor hit. Melanie, who's still around. That was called Lay Down Candles in the Rain. I won't play a brand new key or some of the other stuff. Yeah, I don't know why that song was in my head today. Well, thanks for being a part of it today. We're going to wrap it tomorrow. It's Friday. We're going to talk to a personal trainer. I'll be winded by the time we get through with that. I'm gonna uncover a vice presidential quiz tomorrow. I'll try to figure out that. We're gonna do some prizes and some other stuff here. And I threatened to do some astrology versus the election, some interesting stuff. I just noticed. So until tomorrow, this wide cast produced in Chicago by Natasha Rodriguez.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself.